Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am very, very, very excited today to be joined by Mr. Brandon Wise of Wise Agent. We are so excited to talk to you guys today, A, first and foremost, about how we are not in any way, shape, or form related, and B, about marketing, branding, sales, technology, software, all the cool stuff that we're both kind of involved in. So, Brandon, man, thanks so much for stopping by. How are you doing?
Dude, I'm excited to be here with you, Grant. It's been a long time. I've been hearing your name, and it's awesome to finally connect.
Yeah, definitely. We get phone calls all the time. Like, is this that Brandon Wise Agent thing? And you were telling me that you kind of get some of those same calls, which is
funny. Almost every day someone calls and says, hey, I'm excited to be signing up for Grant Wise's CRM system here. And so sometimes we correct them. Sometimes we just play it off.
Yeah, it's like, well, all right. Thanks, Grant. I'll send you part of my ad bill. We'll just start. That's how we'll start exchanging. We'll just start exchanging advertising. So, dude, tell us about yourself. How did you get to where you are today? Tell us the Brandon Wise story.
So, I started off as a realtor, man. I got my real estate license and was out there selling and quickly realized I need a system. I've got too many, you know, inspection dates and appraisal dates all over the place on pieces of paper, and I needed, and I'm here in Arizona, in Phoenix, the Valley. So I was selling houses in Scottsdale and then in Tempe and, you know, Chandler. So I was all over the place, and I just needed something that was internet based where I could organize my business. And that's really what started it. And I had asked my buddy that was just getting started in programming, hey, I have a need. Can you help me build this tool that I'm going to organize it on, you know? And he built a system for me. At the time, we had no clue. It was even called a CRM. We didn't even learn that for a couple of years, I think. But I started kind of putting all my close dates and kind of organizing the transactions and all my address book into this tool. And that later became known as a Wise Agent, what we have today. So really built it, never thinking that we were going to sell it to anyone. It was all about, hey, using it for ourselves. And before you knew it, other agents started seeing it and saying, hey, how can we get on this thing?
So yeah, that's like entrepreneurship at its core, right? You just saw a problem and developed a solution, and over time it became so valuable that you guys have, what is it, like well over 10,000 real estate professionals that use the software, the technology you guys have?
Over 10,000 logging in every month. Yeah, that's because we have a lot. We're very team friendly. So one account might have, you know, eight or 10 different agents logging in depending on how they have it structured at any time. So yeah, we're really come a long way.
Yeah, I think we all have, for sure. So what do you feel is, you know, one of the biggest things that real estate agents are facing today? We look at this, I don't think we would call it a battle, but you see how technology has become so integrated into real estate. What are some of your opinions about the changes that have taken place over the last several years, and how have you guys helped agents kind of evolve into that?
Yeah, I think it's exciting to me, and just the changes are happening so fast. So we are all about kind of hearing the agent's problems and taking it and simplifying it down to a very easy system that anyone can use, so they're not spending their time learning how to use Wise Agent, but more doing what they do best and then having a system to organize it. So yeah, we've always been, from day one, a big piece of Wise Agent is listening to our members, tell us their problems, give us their suggestions, and then we take that and we innovate some technology to help them. And that's kind of what we've done throughout the years. And they just keep on coming up with new problems, and we keep on adding new technology to help solve those things.
What do you feel are some of the biggest problems you guys have solved, like, in the last year? Because I think the industry is evolving so fast. And I know we have a development team, and you have a bigger development team, but you have a development team. And I'm sure that these guys are just getting bombarded with new idea. We built something beautiful, and then an agent figured out how to break it. So we got to make it better this way, or make it this way. What are some of the coolest innovations that you guys have seen in the last couple of years?
I'd say over the last couple of years, it's really all been about leads. where are you getting your leads? How are you converting those leads? How much are you spending on leads? And how are you getting them through the transaction and working those leads to get referrals from them? So we've really gone deep on the whole lead management system. And then that led to agents. Now they have a way, as soon as they get the leads in, to fire off immediate video text and emails and you do all that stuff. But then it led to I've taken a class from someone on how to make a Facebook ad. Now, how do I get that them to click that, and where does it go to a landing page? So now we've added landing pages. So it just kind of keeps on going. When we see the problems they're having, we say, hey, we'll work with these other landing page sources. Of course, any landing page will work in Wise Agent, but now we've simplified those landing pages for agents that, hey, I want to use it all in one system. So that's been a big piece of this last year, is all about the leads, you know?
Yeah, he or she controls the leads, controls the entire universe, right?
Right.
You can have leads to create a business. So you guys probably have collected a lot of really good data on lead sources, I would imagine, over the last couple of years. As you're pulling in things from maybe Zillow, Realtor.com, Facebook, those different types of sources.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we allow these to come in from all of those and all the other 100 lead sources that you can think of. So we make it real easy to pull your leads in from the agent's own website or any of the big lead generation sites, or doing trying to run their own ads and generating their own leads. So we try to make it easy no matter what they're doing.
Do you guys have any input, any data that shows what some of the current best lead sources might be? I don't know if that's something that you guys pay attention to, or maybe even just an opinion.
I'd say my opinion is way leaning more and more towards getting your own leads, you know, going through the whole process yourself, which, you know, you're the expert in. And so I think that's been helping, people are watching what you're saying, and we're seeing it because they're coming in, and while people are in a panic about what's happening with Realtor.com and Zillow right now, the guys that have already started getting away from that and pulling, creating their own leads are sitting real happy right now.
Yeah, and that's a fascinating conversation. I'd love to know your opinion about where you believe that the industry is headed based on some of the changes that companies like Zillow are making.
Yeah, even Realtor.com just announced that,
Realtor.com is probably the biggest blow in the last couple of years to come out and say, hey, you can't pay us anymore. You're going to have to pay us,
30. Referral fees now. Yeah. So it's interesting, and I love seeing the change, and it just keeps on opening up more opportunity for those guys that are seeing how to work around it and take that opportunity. So
you've been in the industry for a really long time, right? Yeah, and
2001 we started Wise Agent.
2001. So I'm really interested to know the answer. In your words, being in the industry for almost two decades, you've seen a lot of stuff. You've seen a lot of change. You've seen a lot of evolution. How important do you feel over time that marketing, and just in general, marketing has been to the industry, to a lot of the clients that you guys represent? Do you feel like you see a strategic difference in the people that succeed at a high level and the people that don't, just based on the ways that they market their business?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You see the ones that are doing the marketing and doing the basic things, keeping their name and their face in front of their clients, continue to grow, and they're adding people to their team. And then there's the people that are just getting by and going one deal to the next. And we help them as well. But when we see that, we're always trying to push them to, hey, here's some easy ways to market yourself and start that marketing process. And I think a lot of realtors now are realizing, hey, I'm not part, a big piece of my job is I've got to learn how to market.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a marketer before you get to be anything. It goes for you, Wise Agent. That goes for me here at Whitley. That goes for any company that exists. You've got to, if nobody knows who you are and what you do, you're never going to be able to help them. And marketing solves, the biggest piece of that puzzle. So when you say that, you kind of try to send them tools or send them solutions or send them things that they can leverage, maybe to learn how to better market themselves, what are some of the top tools that you've recommended in the past, or the top strategies you've recommended in the past to help real estate agents grow?
Some of the things that we've done that are really cool is that we've built in some integrations where people like yourself or coaches in the industry can load their own drip campaigns and scripts into Wise Agents. So as they're up there explaining, hey, here's what you need to say to a FSBO, the agents can log into Wise Agent and just see, hey, here's the exact scripts that my coach has recommended for me to use to get my name and face in front of them without scaring them off and saying the right things, you know. Yeah. So kind of make it easy to work with our system, pulling that other info in from all these different sources that are pros out there explaining, here's how you do it.
Love it. How important, you know, as your platform has evolved, has building tools that really support the agent from a follow-up standpoint, how kind of crucial do you feel like that's been to the success of a lot of your clients?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, I think we all know that it's not just about working those leads, that the guys that are doing good are the ones that continue to get referrals from the leads and repeat business over the years. And to do that, you've got to keep your name and your face in front of them after the deal. That's where so many agents slip. So we try to make it easy, going all the way through the transaction management system, you know, keeping all those anniversary dates and when things happen, giving them reasons to get their name and their face back in front of the clients. And then I think a huge piece of that is segmenting your audience so that, you know, put them in categories, and it doesn't even have to be about real estate, but you know, what are their hobbies and their sports interests? Because then as you come across these articles or anything that hey, this team just won and you know they're a fan of the Cardinals, it makes a difference. You just think about them and shoot them off an email or a text and let them know, hey, I was thinking about you and saw this article. And I think that's kind of some of the things we're trying to push them into doing is starting relationship, being real, you know, keep really do think about these people and be in a real relationship with them.
Yeah, I think what you said is so important. I always tell people that, you know, Facebook ad relationships have taken me farther than Facebook ads ever will. Right. Facebook helped me create all of those relationships. And I think that's an important distinction for people to find, that it doesn't matter if you cold call or you door knock or you work on Twitter or you're an Instagram junkie or you're really good at Facebook ads or you do Zillow or Trulia and Realtor.com, whatever. You've got to find a thing that's going to help you create the opportunity to build a relationship. But once you get it, right, that's just like step one. Once you get it, you have the 99 other steps ahead of you to maintaining and nurturing that relationship. Do you feel like you could probably give us a couple of tips? A guy that has your level of experience, and you kind of did a second ago, but just really direct tips. What are maybe the top 3 to 5 things that you've seen people do that have made the most impact when it comes to building and maintaining a relationship? Just what are 3 to 5 really practical, simple things that somebody could do to build a relationship?
One of the biggest things is getting back to picking up the phone. And so we've added a tool on Wise Agent called our call list, and it just makes it simple to pre-schedule out those calls. So when you get in the morning, you see, hey, here's the people I have to call. Here's why I need to call them. Pick it up and you know what you talked about. You can see the notes from the past conversation. So it just makes it easy to talk to them and have a real conversation. You know, and we see a lot of people going so deep into just email and social that they forget the phone. So in our drip campaigns, we let them, hey, schedule things out where you can mix it up and send a text and then send a video text and an email. But don't forget to pick up the phone and make those calls as well. It's been really, really a big piece of that. And then connecting on the level that they like. If you know they are a Facebook Messenger person, then take advantage of that and message them. Don't send them emails if you see they're not opening your emails, but they're on Instagram all the time. Then that's where you should be. So I think also making notes of that in your CRM so you know what's the preferred method of contact is always a big plus as well.
Love it. I love it. All right, we're going to get back to some of your language here when it comes to technology. A guy that has helped people over the course of 20 years with that many clients has had to have learned some of the best practices for managing somebody's business on a tool like a CRM.
Right.
What have you seen when real estate agents fail at trying to leverage a CRM and they really succeed at trying to leverage a CRM? What have been some of those big key differences?
I think the biggest thing is consistency, getting in there every day and doing something with it. It's just like going to the gym. You know, even if you don't feel like it, you got to get in there and get started. And so as you don't get overwhelmed and try to learn it all at once. You've got something you've got planned today. Maybe you've got a transaction going. Get that transaction put in the system and see how it works, how you can go through a checklist and check things off and start watching, you know, date stamping it. And once you do one, then you'll see, hey, this process makes sense. And now I'm going to do that. And then when it comes time to send out your newsletter, try it one time. And before you know it, it'll be so easy. Every month you'll get your newsletter out. But I think starting off in little pieces and starting off right. When you first start CRM, it really, really is a big deal on getting all your database in the right way and get as many duplicates out as you can, so that you have your database in and categorized so that you know who are these people. Are they your past clients and your new leads, your friends, your family? You know, have everyone in that database. You can talk to them on different levels if you've got them nice and categorized. And then using that transaction management so that you don't miss as you start using the lead system and it's working. Now, don't drop the ball when you finally get a transaction going. Make sure you hit every date and really do a good job at getting the transaction process nice and smooth.
That's some great advice. What are the best ways to get teams integrated into a CRM? I know it's one thing for you to learn how to use a CRM, but what have you seen are some of the best practices for getting a whole team of people involved in learning how to use a CRM?
You know, what we try to do is when we get a team on, we try to do an overview for the whole team and just show them all the features. And then usually the team will be kind of divided out. And these guys are working transactions while there's someone else in there working leads, you know, depending on how big the team is. And so we'll work specifically with each person on what the part that they need to do, you know, and get them trained, and then they can start kind of cross-training each other as they get the system going. But I think seeing an overview of all the tools so you know, hey, these are the things that I'm interested in, and learning those first really, really is big. But usually in the teams, we'll have one person that's really gung-ho, and then there'll be a couple people that are having a hard time. So we'll try to get the guy that's more tech-minded, that's already into the CRM, fully trained so that he can kind of help the other team members get up to speed. And with Wise Agent, we've got amazing customer support. So we're always here, and we kind of really push them to say, hey, if you're on something and you're frustrated for more than a few seconds, hit the button and we'll walk you through so that you can get onto selling houses.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love it. So I've seen your platform. I actually did a demo with you, just checking things out, scoping things out. And you guys have built a pretty incredible tool. It's very robust, does a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts inside of that big machine you've built. What would you say, and this is just curiosity question, what is your favorite little feature about Wise Agent? That's probably a hard question to answer. Yeah.
You know, as simple as it is, I use that Chrome extension every day because I'm on Gmail and I'm getting emails from people that I know, man, I need to add this person to my database. And a lot of times I don't have time to copy and paste and start going through that motion. But now having that Chrome extension, just one click and I can pull my new leads right in, or new contacts that have sent me an email into the database. I use that every day. And then I love the enhancement. So as soon as that leads come in, that it just kind of goes out and finds a picture of the person and puts their title and where they work, you know, it's just a neat feature that really helps. But the notes, constantly adding those notes for me all the time. You know, it saves you over and over again. You know, 6 months later when you're like, man, I should know that. And you can click on it and you're like, oh, the system already added those notes for me. So I think that's another big piece too. Simple things that make it go, you know.
Yeah. So what he's talking about, guys, and I saw this feature at work, is the enhancements. Basically, if like all you get, maybe a lead opts in, they just give you their name and their email. Just as an example, Wise Agent actually goes out and finds more information with them based on where the user is registered. So finds all their social accounts, finds a lot of different things, and it ports that information and it makes it really accessible for you in one place where you guys can, when you talk about enhancements, it's basically enhancing the contacts information right inside of your platform without you having to go out and do a lot of due diligence. I thought that was pretty sick too, which is they definitely got some cool stuff that's going on. Man, I thank you so much for swinging by the podcast and sharing some value with our listeners. Hopefully you guys are able to pull away some nuggets that you can take and go implement in your business. Brandon, if somebody wanted to connect with you, or maybe give Wise Agent a look at a demo or something, like that, what's the single greatest way for somebody to do that?
Hey, Grant, thanks for having me on, man. It's always fun to talk to you. To get in touch with us, we're real easy. You can go to wiseagent.com, and there's a contact us button that you can reach us 24 hours a day. There will be someone live that can give you a call back and kind of help you get started. And it's real easy to get started on the system. And I think Grant will leave a link as well.
Yeah, guys, we'll leave a link in the show notes. And we'll make sure that you guys have easy access. All you have to do is click below the video or the audio, and you'll be able to go check out Wise Agent anytime that you want to. Man, I had a blast today. Thanks again. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad we finally got to clear the air about how we're not related.
Exactly.
Not the same businesses for sure, but we're both out there doing some awesome stuff. And you've been doing some great stuff in the industry for a long time. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate being on.
All right, guys. Make sure that you hang around for the next episode of the Marketing Genius Podcast. You guys are incredible. Hope you have an incredible rest of your day. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.